Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They should be favored. This is how it should go. The Bills are the better team at literally every position except for tight end.
I can tell you who Kansas City doesn't want to see, and that's Joe Burrow in Cincinnati.
The best player living is Lamar Jackson.
Buffalo, I want Mahomes on the deck.
I think Josh Allen is more valuable to his team.
They should have lost it. They could have lost the Bucs. They got so lucky against Denver. Sorry, Kansas City. You're not even close. That's like comparing Picasso with a kindergarten finger painter.
Regardless of the outcome, I'm taking Josh Allen every single time.
Chiefs have the ball at their own 44. 8 seconds left, down three. Safeties are back for the Bills. Mahomes takes a snap on the near hash. Goes down the middle to Kelce, 35, down to the 31. Timeout called by the Chiefs. Timeout at the 31-yard line with 3 seconds left, and here comes Butker, a 25-yard pass play. Placement down. Bass's kick is up, and the kick is no good! A little prophecy! Tyler Bass has struggled, and he just misses the kick. The Buffalo Bills win a fake on the left side, and the Chiefs knock him down. They hold the fort. Buffalo tries a fake on fourth down and five, and the Chiefs defend it perfectly. 40, 35, 30, Cheetah in full speed, 10 to the 5-yard line. You play and press, the Cheetah will run you all the way around the earth. With 13 seconds to go in the game, a 36-33 lead for Buffalo.
The play to Travis, I mean, it was kind of a thing where he wasn't necessarily supposed to do that, but after the timeout, we got to look at what the defense was doing, and he actually said it to me.
Do it, do it. And I was just like, all right, here we go, boys.
You remember the Top Gun, the first Top Gun movie, when they were ripping the pilots and Tom Skerritt walks out and they said, well, that'll pretty much cover the flyby. Guess what? This will pretty much cover the fact that Patrick Mahomes, coming into this game, had never won a road playoff game. He has now, and he does it in Buffalo. It's his 40th win on the road.
There it is. The Mets, Amade, open there. Speaking of Amade, shout out to Jerry last night. Good to meet him and all the wonderful people out at Jasper's. I want to go home and take a bath in the lobster cappuccino.
Yeah, how good is that, right?
I mean, dude, I was dipping bread in there, everything blacked out when I started eating that.
Mac's face last night was like when he found out DeAndre Hopkins was coming to Kansas City when he had that lobster cappuccino.
That's right.
So we had a good night for the BMA Foundation at Jasper's last night.
And you dropped the
I don't know.
I was told last night by Emily it's not the MLB, it's just MLB.
MLB,
it's a very
yes.
stern conversation.
You better get it right,
because
you do not want to piss Emily off. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm on good terms right now.
You're on very good terms right now.
Yeah, Tenacious is a
How good did her hair look last night, too? Like, shout
Fantastic.
Out, Emily. She's looking great. Proud of her.
No comment.
But I also think you got to get it right. The Jaspers, not the MLB or
That's
whatever
right.
the case may be. But yeah, shout out Jerry Anselmo, the BMA Foundation. Jerry's book came out about, you know, what it was like the day he found out he lost his son, Brian, and where we've been since then. And Jerry, little old man like this running around Kansas City doing his thing, we've raised over $3 million for Kansas City.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's been a hell of a ride with the BMA Foundation, doing great things by the day. Check them out at bmafoundation.org and get your meatballs on at Jaspers, right?
Yeah, that man was eating a meatball sub and Lay's potato chips last night.
Like Dusty walks in this morning and like, Jerry's the coolest cat ever. He ate a meatball sub and a bag of Lay's.
Yeah, it's like, I should have gotten that.
What if he didn't have the bag of Lay's? Would it still have been as good?
Not as much.
Okay.
The bag of Lay's at a restaurant is just a hell of a flex. Because the deli's like right there, and just the man knew what he wanted.
It right? is a hell of a flex.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, so you go to McDonald's, you're like, I don't really want fries. I'm going to bring my own tater tots.
That's
like,
right.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough. It's script time, boys, where we get to try to be accurate as possible and then just be self-deprecated on Monday when we get it completely wrong. So let's get into our scripts here on Fesco and Dusty at 96.5 The Fan.
And it's all brought to you by the good folks over at Foaling. I think they're going to come up with their script as well and put it on their social media account. So follow them on social at FoalingKC, FoalingKC.com. Get your Foal on at 435 and State Line. So, yeah, check them out and see if they put up their script of what they think is going to happen this week. The guys at Foaling are unbelievable dudes. Who wants to start, Mac? Why don't you start?
All right, let's do it. I think this is a game where the Chiefs actually start quick on offense.
Uh-oh.
They come out, they're ready, the script looks good, no pun intended. And it's one of the only times that's going to happen this season, that it's happened this season, where they come out firing on all cylinders on offense. The run game's competent as usual. D-Hop, Kelsey, they own the first drive. They own this game in general. We got a splash of Hardman in that first drive. I don't know why. I just think we got a jet sweep, little screen pass. Hardman has a good play. Josh Allen makes the Chiefs defense look average for three quarters. And then Spag says, you know what? I figured you out. Exotic blitzes, here you come, man coverage, zone coverage. You don't know what you're getting. Allen looks confused. And on the other end, that's when the Bills are tired. They're going to be craving buffalo sauce. Kareem Hunt's going to be taking his toll on that defense. Chris Jones will come in clutch with a sack in the fourth quarter. And Sean McDermott's going to make some sort of bad decision at the end of this game. It'll re-emphasize that conversation that would seems like we've had every season. Like, is this the year? Is this it for McDermott? He's going to make another bad decision. I don't know if that's a timeout or bad clock management. The Chiefs will get the ball back, and they'll be able to run out the clock with a couple of first downs. Chiefs go 10-0, winning this one 31-24.
Very good. I like it. I like the way it's playing out. Dusty, you want to go?
Sure.
All right.
This is it, fellas. This is the game that we have every single year because Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes continue to lead their teams to the promised land of their division. So every year, guess what? Chiefs and Buffalo is going to play again next year, guys. Whether you like it or not, they're both going to win their division. But this is the game every year. This is the one that I get excited for. This is the edge of the seat game for me. This is, there's a possibility I DoorDash Parliament lights to the house. I'm dead serious. I don't know why this game does it to me, but it does. But I think this is a big DeAndre Hopkins game, a big Travis Kelce game. I had tweeted out earlier, if you missed it, at Dusty Likens, Travis Kelce averages 6 catches for 78 yards in this game against Buffalo. In his last 4 games, Travis Kelce's been a monster. So has Patrick Mahomes. But I think this is a big Travis Kelce game. I think you lean on your veterans. I also like Juju Smith-Schuster for about 3 catches for about 20 yards. But I feel he gets a huge first down late in the game when they need it most. Like a 7-yard pass play where D-Hop is bracketed, Kelsey's out of the play, and it just a nice little check out to Juju Smith-Schuster gets that first down. And it's like, glad we got that guy back. I do believe the new kicker misses a field goal for the Chiefs, but it won't lose them the game. But again, big Kelce game and a big closeout from Kareem Hunt. Last week, Kareem Hunt had a lot of all-purpose yards, not a lot of rushing yards. The rushing game was kind of taken away. He only had like 39 rushing yards, I believe, in that game. I think the Chiefs win this game by 4. I think they win this game 24-20. Oh, by the way, if there was ever a time, fellas, for this to happen, Trent McDuffie gets that first career interception this week.
Hey.
Coming off his worst game, I think, of his career, Josh Allen is not afraid of you. I will say that. Josh Allen is not afraid of you. He will throw it McDuffie's way more than once or twice, like other quarterbacks in this league. And McDuffie's going to get him one time for the first time in his career. 22 gets INT number one.
All right. For me, this is going to be one for the ages, and it will come down to the final possession. Buffalo, as we know, will take an early lead. Pretty much been the script all year for the Chiefs. Then their defense will settle in. The Chiefs will get the running game going early, and that's going to lead to a big day by Travis Kelce. As you mentioned the numbers earlier, Travis against Buffalo's pretty darn good. He'll have another wow game for the Chiefs, make it 4 in a row for Travis Kelce. It'll be a one-score game at halftime. Second half, the Bills will score a touchdown, but that'll be it. Same with the Chiefs. The Bills will have their final possession, and Josh Allen will benefit from a third down defensive holding call that will extend their shot at winning. It won't happen. The defense comes up with its biggest stop of the season. They blindside Josh Allen, cause him to float one in the air, and it's intercepted by Chris Jones. Chiefs get the ball back, kneel on it to win 24-17.
Love it.
Can't wait to see how wrong we are on Monday.
That's right. I know exactly. It's every week.
Long as we're right with the final
yes.
outcome,
yes.
the rest of it doesn't matter.
Chiefs W. Yeah, is there a guy in this game, I mean, that didn't show up on our scripts that you guys thought about? Like, oh, maybe this is an unsung hero this game.
FAU gets the big hit on Josh Allen to cause the ball to float.
I love it.
My man Joe, who got the steak, egg, and cheese bagel back at McDonald's, he says the new kicker goes 3 for 3, including a game-winning 50-yarder.
There we go.
Now, would that not be poetic justice? This guy, Spencer Schrider, or whoever it is, goes out there and boom.
Never heard of him.
What would Buffalo fans do if a guy they signed yesterday, who's living in a Best Western and an Independence or wherever for 2 weeks, you know, he's going out there knocking these kicks through the upright and wins a game for them? What will, especially since he's a former Jet, Bills fans may just absolutely implode.
From the 816, my script, new kicker hits a game winner just to stick it in deeper to Buffalo. Chiefs win 23-20.
Love it.
I'm good with that.
That would be the most Chiefs thing ever. This new rookie guy comes in and just ice in his veins. You know, the Jets offered him a spot on the 53. He said, yeah, I'll go to the Chiefs.
Oh, the Jets got something wrong? Weird.
Don't say it.
Okay. Did Dustin say he got laid or Lay's? No, he got Lay's potato chips.
Jerry got Lay's.
He might have got laid.
Yeah, he got Lay's potato chips.
That man had a damn pep in his step last night.
Oh, yes, he did.
Somebody on the text line says in their script, I think Worthy has a big game with a long touchdown.
I'd love it. Oh, it's kind of been...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Feeling like the last 2 weeks with him just being a hair off, maybe this is the week where he's a hair on. Right.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.